ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, there you go. The breaking news. Ian Rappaport 7 minutes ago, as Max just had in his What's Trending, is going to be out for Monday Night Football against the Chiefs. Marcus Mariota will get his third start of the season. Rappaport added, while not long-term at all, Jaden Daniels' hamstring knocks him out versus the Chiefs. This will be, yeah. So, this isn't, I don't believe, based on what Quinn said and the way he presented it on Monday. This is not going to be a long-term thing. I'll tell you what, man. I'm fine with this. Totally fine with this for so many reasons. Number one, this is not a rib injury. This isn't a pain threshold thing, right? He went out there against the Bears last year, you know, with whatever shot they gave him before, and it was a pain threshold. There wasn't any significant risk, we don't think, and he could play. You can't do that with the knee that he had against Green Bay, and you can't do that with a hamstring because it does lead to other things if you're favoring it, and it could also become something that's more serious. I'm not trying to play doctor or internet doctor, but we know hamstring issues can linger, especially if they're more severe. So I have no issue with them holding him back from this game. The other thing that's in play here is just, I think I mentioned this, you know, yesterday or earlier in the show. They'll be coming off, it's an AFC game, number one. The Seattle and the Detroit games that follow at home are much more important games. And look, every game's important now. You know, I'm not turning down a win over the Chiefs, clearly. A win, you need wins. And, you know, the idea, by the way, that just do well in your division and everything's fine, that's so much a long ago kind of a thing. You play 17 games and you only play 6 against your division. You go 2-4 in the division, but in the other 11, go 7-4. You got a chance to make the postseason. You got to do well in the other 11 as well. But the NFC games are more important to tiebreaker situations. The tiebreaker goes in order, head-to-head, and then conference record. And your conference record has to be, it is not going to be great if the majority of your wins are, you have too many AFC wins. So Seattle and Detroit, more important from that standpoint, if they're even thinking about that. But the other part of this is that Seattle is off a bye week. Okay, Seattle played Monday night, beat the Texans, and now they have a bye week and don't play until coming here on Sunday night, November 2nd. Meantime, Washington will be in that net rest major disadvantage, having played on Monday night. So the idea of putting him out there for a game that is important, but actually not as important as the next one, with an injury that is potentially risky, could cost him more games and the more important games, especially the next one, which is on a short preparation week against Seattle. I don't have a problem with this. I think the key to them being competitive on Monday night is using Mariota as a big part of the run game. He is really good as a zone read quarterback and as a dual threat quarterback. And then, you know, fingers crossed, you get Terry and Debo both back, but at least have one back. You know, I had somebody suggest to me, I may have read this on the show yesterday, that maybe this is the game where you rest the starters. They don't do that in the NFL unless you're at the end of a season and you've got nothing to play for. They're not resting their starters. There's only 53 that can be activated. You know, you can't play non-starters and get through a game for the most part. I'm not surprised by this. I think we talked about this, that they're, you know, listening to Quinn, it certainly sounded like there was a chance that he could miss, you know, the Monday night game. I didn't think we'd hear anything until tomorrow unless Schefter or Rappaport got it, and they did. So he's out. We don't have much time for your calls on the other subject, but we do have a couple of calls on hold, so I'll take some. But I did want to say about the question that I put out there for phone calls at 301-230-0980, and that's this. Is there a large concern, career concern, with the way RG3's brilliant, very brief career has started with injuries? Look, he hasn't been knocked out of the season with an injury. Rib, knee, now hamstring. He's only missed two starts. He'll miss his third start on Monday night. Are you concerned that somehow what everybody thought and was tweeting enough to get Regina Jackson, Jaden's mom, to respond, that this is going to be another situation? The two quarterbacks couldn't be different, you know, personality-wise and style-wise. Honestly, I don't think there's much similarity other than them both being Heisman Trophy winners, selected number two overall, and selected by our team. After that, the similarities really, I think, you know, veer in opposite directions, personality-wise and playing style-wise. But
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Injury-wise, could there be a comparable here? Look, RG3 had two major knee issues at Baylor and then came in had a major knee issue in the NFL. And while a different stature physically, not that much different, was awkward because he did not have that great vision. Doesn't mean the injury rate in the pocket is higher than the injury rate outside of it for quarterbacks. But anyway, do I have a large, you know, concern? I'm concerned. It was the only thing I was concerned about when he got drafted. I said it over and over again. Sheehan, you're so into this dude. Do you have any concerns? Yeah. He's got a frame that I just wonder if it'll be able to hold up physically in the NFL. Because he got banged up a few times at LSU. Nothing serious. But he was, you know, occasionally on the injury report. Occasionally playing less than 100%. So I do fear that he's going to be an in and out of the lineup, you know, that we're going to deal with these things every season. Hopefully he doesn't miss 7 games a year. It's just 3 or 2 or none. But I do think, and I am concerned about dealing with this. And by the way, what it does to his physical, you know, health, and how that impacts his style of play. Max, do you have a fear?
It's a little concerning, especially just when like these little ones pile up. But I mean, you saw and have seen how hamstring injuries can affect guys, namely Marshon Lattimore, these past couple years. It's just he's lost the step. And so that kind of just seeing how it affects other guys down the line, it just makes you really hope and pray that they're going to take their time with this, which is why I'm not really that concerned about him missing this game. Like, yeah, it sucks that Mahomes versus Jaden Daniels ain't happening anymore, but there will be more time for that. Hopefully a Super Bowl next year, maybe even this year still. Who knows? But yeah, long term, it just, you hope that everything is going to be, and obviously with your franchise quarterback, you're going to be as cautious as possible, but you just hope that he doesn't, like, I can play, kind of like Robert did.
We're not going to have a lot of time for calls here, but let's get Kevin and Clinton on. He was the first to jump in. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? Good afternoon, man. First of all, I want to say shout out to all the Commander fans who came down to Dallas because I was at the game. Second of all, man, I'm real concerned, man. Real concerned because it seems like we're going to go down that rabbit hole again, man. First of all, his mother is calling all the shots, like I just told Max. And it seems like he's thinking about his brand, like I told a lot of people down in Dallas. I seen that commercial, that Campbell's commercial.
Oh, come on, man.
Thought about, that, yeah, I'm sure.
This isn't an RG3 comparison. RG3 was totally focused. He was trademarking hashtags, you know, from the moment he arrived in the league. He was completely self-absorbed with his brand, focused on it.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
But I'm saying, Cam, he needed to get back focused. That's not the same dude that we seen last year, man. I'm real concerned. I hope it's not – he don't have a whole lot of injuries with it be his career ending, man. But like I told Max, he need to fire his mother, man. and get back to being the
situation where you've got the father and you've got the sister and you've got people in locker rooms and you've got people talking to the owner. The biggest difference, and I gotta go, Kev, thanks for calling. The single biggest difference, more than any other, because there are a lot of differences, is RG3 came to an organization owned by Dan Snyder, who was a suck-up to every star player, a total jock you-know-whatter. And he took that entitlement and ran with it. That opportunity, even if Jaden were predisposed to take advantage of it, which I don't think he is, does not exist in this organization. These are professionals. These are adults. Back tomorrow.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.